This is a Building Resilience Podcast, episode 171, Journey to Nervous System Resilience. Welcome to Building Resilience, a podcast where theory, practical strategies, and inspiring stories show you how to unlock your best life. I'm your host, Leah Davidson. As a certified life coach, speech-language pathologist, and nervous system resilience expert, it is my mission to teach you how to be more resilient to life's adversities. I will show you how to manage your mind, befriend your nervous system, process your emotions, and even eliminate stress. It's time to do more than just survive. It's time to thrive. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Building Resilience Podcast. I am, of course, happy to have you here. Can you believe that it is the end of March? I absolutely love that we are heading into spring. Spring is my most favorite time of year. It's filled with possibilities and things are starting fresh and blossoming. I love it all. And my birthday is also in April, so that's always fun too. Now, just in case you have not heard, I have a new exciting way for you to work with me. And we get started April 1st, so there are just a few more days left to join me. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I did a class called It's Not Just Your Thoughts, It's Your Nervous System. And I shared that the nervous system is pretty much running everything. It's running your behind the scenes. It is always around. It's a lens through which you see the world. I share that it's walking in the room before you do. It's sitting beside you at dinner. It's in bed with you at night. And it is usually a few steps and beats ahead of you always. And because of that, it is really valuable to get to know. As my favorite Dr. Andrew Huberman says, your nervous system is your most valuable resource. I love sharing that. It is your most valuable resource. So what are you doing to take care of it? So I created a monthly membership called Connections, and it is just for the cost of a night out a month. You can join me. Now, especially if you've been listening to the podcast and really enjoy learning a lot of what I'm teaching. So maybe you love learning about your nervous system. It could mean that you're a bit of a thinker like me. Maybe you're very cognitive. Maybe you're hearing about the importance of the nervous system, which hopefully is reinforcing that your nervous system is the foundation for everything. But you may first need to have like a good base, a good foundation, and learn a bit more, understand a bit more about your nervous system before trying to befriend it. So you see, your brain is your biggest protector. And for some people, your brain is not going to let you access your nervous system without some thorough research. So while you may know cognitively that your body is important, that it's important to get into your body, maybe you have some buy-in that you know you want to get in your body to make some shifts, but that can be hard for many of us to do. Many of us have to access our body through our brain. So you can sort of think of your brain like the gatekeeper to your nervous system. So if this is you, where you like to understand things first and go through your brain to access your body, then you may want to join me in Connections so we can be brain to body besties. As you probably know, I love sharing the why, the neuroscience. I love breaking down the concepts into simple terms. I love using fun metaphors and humor and really wrapping everything in a big blanket of compassion and care. And together, we can invite you to meet and befriend your nervous system through this gateway that we created in your mind. Now, I designed the Connections membership really with two types of people in mind. Firstly, those who are on a personal journey to resilience and are just starting and want to learn the essentials of their nervous system and strengthen this mind-body connection. So you're going to get that in Connections. But then I also created it for those who have done a deep dive with me in the advanced training in nervous system resilience or are committed to taking the next training, which will be in September. And they want to continue their learning because we are going to deepen the practice. We're going to continue to learn new concepts and practice ones, slow things down because the advanced training, there's a lot of information. There is so much more information to learn. There's so many extras in for the people who have taken the advanced training or who want to take the advanced training. So those are the two people, for personal and for people who've already taken the advanced training. We know that we learn and heal best through connections. Now, while everybody's experiences and their pathways are individual, they are amplified when you have a support squad to share them with. So Connections, this is my membership, is a safe place where you can explore your nervous system, build up your home, expand your capacity, increase your flexibility, amplify your growth, and really make life-lasting connections. So the link is in the show notes if you want more information. The doors do close on April 1st or March 31st, actually. It's a special launch price, and I'm not sure when I'm going to open the doors again, so make sure you take advantage of this opportunity now. Now, today, I wanted to sort of share with you the framework of the membership connections because I did set it up like a journey. Now, of course, I'd love for you to take the journey with me, but if you're not ready, I still want to share with you the different parts of the journey that are important for you to travel through as you're on your way to establishing and building up your nervous system resilience. Because we do want to make sure that we are traveling through these phases, as well as looking at the energy that is fueling how we are traveling. Now, some people do reach out and they'll ask me things like, well, what books should I recommend? And it's always hard to say because there are so many books. There are books about polyvagal theory, books about stress, books about the brain and mindset. For me, there's obviously not one book that did it all. It's been hundreds of books and courses and trainings and certifications and documentaries. And of course, my formal education. And most importantly, the thousands of hours in therapy and coaching clients. So you can really start anywhere to build up your knowledge. This podcast is a good place to start. So the first sort of stop in the journey is building up knowledge. And we'll get back to this in a second. Now, others have then reached out to me and said, okay, well, what is the quickest way to healing? And I really wish there was a magic bullet, but here is where I'll steal from Stephen Covey, where he says, fast is slow and slow is fast. So we need to take time, patience, love, and compassion when we are dealing with our nervous system. And then others will say to me, okay, well, just tell me what to do. What are the quick fixes? What are the hacks? I don't really care about the science or the background or the why. I just want to feel better now. And there are a lot of quick hacks out there. And some of them are really, really good. But they will only be lasting if they are done within the context of a holistic approach. Because learning about your nervous system, befriending your nervous system, it's not a quick hack thing. It's actually a lifestyle thing. So there is no quick hack. I wish there was, but there isn't. Although some of the hacks that you're learning will do beautifully within your holistic approach. And then, of course, sometimes people will come at me with various kinds of energy. So maybe they think, like, you shouldn't be charging people to help support them, which I always think is kind of interesting because we don't seem to have problems charging people to help us, like, fix our plumbing or to go to a concert or a sporting event. Like, of course, these people should be paid. But then when somebody is going to charge and make a living to help you with your health, we hesitate in paying. We think that practitioners or coaches or therapists should be working for a deep discount, if not for free. So anyhow, I know that sounds like a bit of a rant, which it was, but the reason I'm sharing it is because I know that when someone approaches me with that kind of energy, I can almost guarantee that the work together is not going to be really helpful to them. Why? Because of the energy, because of the belief, whether they believe in themselves or whether it's the belief in me or the belief in the tools is not conducive to have this kind of energy for growing and healing and integrating. I think I've mentioned before about the idea of the placebo effect and the nocebo effect. If you believe that you're going to get better, you will. If you believe that you won't, you won't. So the energy and your belief is so important, even when it comes to the work with the nervous system. So those are just a few examples of the approaches that you can take coming at it from a knowledge perspective, a hack perspective, an energy perspective. And these things are going to impact you along your journey. Now, I do like to refer to it as a journey, the journey to nervous system resilience. And in the Connections membership, I give you an actual roadmap. And then we have education calls and support calls set up for each phase along in your journey. But I want to share with you here the phases to help you get started on your journey. I break it down in the Connections membership into six main phases. And while we start off in this order, the journey is far from linear. There is a lot of back and forth. Some things we want to get better at first before we move on. Some things we'll end up circling back to. Some phases will stay in for a while. It's all okay. Your journey is unique to you. The speed that you go, the detours you take, even your traveling companions, they're going to vary. It is all good. We just want to be on the journey. So let me share with you my first phase one and phase two. Phase one is the awareness and acceptance phase. And phase two is the learning phase. Now, I put these phases together because we kind of waffle back and forth between them. For example, sometimes we need some knowledge to identify what is happening, and then we need to accept what is happening. It is what it is. So really, in these two phases is where you'll invest that time learning all about the nervous system in general. What it is, why it's important. This is a lot of what I've been sharing with you already on the podcast. Getting a feel for the importance of the nervous system, learning about it. This is where all the books come in, the coursework, the trainings. We're learning the science and learning the theory. And it is so, so, so important. But it is nothing without the application, which we'll get to in a minute. Now, with this new knowledge, we actually have to build up the awareness as to where does this knowledge fit in? Where do we fit in the knowledge? And where does the knowledge fit in with us? This is asking and starting to understand, what is your personal nervous system like? Because we want to become aware of our own landscapes, as I call them. What does my nervous system look like? What zones am I usually in? What does it feel like to be in that zone? What are my thoughts, feelings, and actions in a certain zone? What is my breath, my posture, my food preferences? So there's so many little things and so many nuances. We need to be building up this awareness. And with this awareness, we slowly want to start to accept things. This is what we are like in survival. This is how we have protected ourselves. Now, there's no shame or blame here. It's just brilliant little Leah making adaptations to survive in her world. So lots of love and compassion. And often people will be in a hurry to push through, to make changes. The nervous system does not do well if it's forced. It can dig its heels in and get further stuck if we try to skip over the acceptance piece. So we want to stay here for a bit, which is why having connections is so helpful, because we can seek support from others as we build up awareness and acceptance. The learning part is not over. In addition to learning about our nervous system, we need to start to learn about the tools and the strategies that we can use to heal and move forward. So we learn about the importance of many practices that we're going to start trying. We want to learn the why and the what and the how. Why movement is so important, why you should focus on your exhalations and your breathing, what helps with this or what helps with that, and then examples of the how. Awareness, acceptance, learning phase are all about gaining and getting the theory, gaining a background understanding, learning specific tools and strategies and processes and techniques, and then it's all about getting to know yourself better. And then it's also important to learn, how does the nervous system fit in with mindset and thought work? Because as I've shared in the podcast here before, mindset and thought work are absolutely important and necessary and have a very strong role. So that was the awareness and acceptance phase and the learning phase. Now, the next two phases are what I call the healing phase and then the growth and integration phase. This is where we start applying the work, applying the theory, applying what we have learned. One of the reasons we had to learn about how mindset and thought work fits in is because it really does come into play here. Your belief in yourself, your belief in the tools, your belief in the process, your mindset matters. In my advanced training, we talk about the power of mindset using some of the research from Dr. Aaliyah Crum. And the overall research shows that what you expect, you will get. And then, just like I mentioned earlier, there's the placebo and the nocebo effect. The placebo effect is where your brain can convince your body that a treatment or a therapy will work. It is believing that something will work. And when you believe that you can get better or feel better or can do something better, then you often do. But there's also the nocebo effect, where you believe that something won't work or you won't get better or you won't feel better, then you won't. And in essence, according to these theories and the research, our thoughts and beliefs can either make us better or make us worse. And this is really powerful. It's what underlies things like manifestation as well. There is a science to back it. Now, in these two phases, you will be doing a lot of trial and error, playing around with different tools and techniques and strategies. This will obviously require some courage and some willingness to explore. It will require patience and compassion. So it's really like baby steps all the way. It's consistency over intensity. This is where we want to fuel ourselves with a mixture of commitment and determination and lightness and curiosity. Because if we're too intense, if we're too rigid or too perfectionistic or too focused on a have to fix the issue, it will backfire. We need to be compassionate. We need to come at things like a scientist, willing to just keep doing some trial and error and not a judge criticizing and constantly evaluating. This is where we'll want to learn and lean into our intuition, call on our divine team, put positive expectations out into the universe. And we also want to be celebrating every step along the way. And again, doing so with others will amplify it all. We continue to grow and integrate into our daily lives slowly, deliberately, with many, many mess ups. And then lots of encouragement and self-compassion. We are building the capacity to feel and do all things in these two phases. The fifth phase is connection. We are wired to connect as humans. We need each other. We need support. We learn and grow with and from each other. Now, you might have heard me talk about co-regulation before. Co-regulation is really how our nervous systems communicate and respond to each other. It's how we help each other feel safe, how we learn to regulate. Now, when we're first born, we're completely dependent on our caregivers. It's through them, through regulating with them, that we learn how to regulate. But for many of us, life was not perfect. Now, for some, life was downright rough, and so you never even learned how to co-regulate. You were never able to fully establish a safe home base for yourself. And then now, even if you've been reading all the books and learning as much as you learn, it is in relationship where we connect and healing can continue to occur. So being in connection, we also open up the possibility to be inspired and elevated and feel like you're not alone and share ideas and find travel companions on this road to nervous system resilience. It also makes life so much more fun. And then the last phase is expansion. This is where we just keep going. Once we've established enough safety, we can begin to explore even more, take even more chances. We have been widening our zone of resilience all along, and now we may want to deliberately push some limits, expand more, increase our capacity even more, continue to learn more tools, integrate more, play around more. As I said, it's not linear. We will likely return to each phase many times and in different orders, back and forth. As you continue on this journey, what you'll notice is an overall acceptance of wherever you are. The realization there is no real final destiny. There's nowhere you have to actually be. You will notice you will tune into what your nervous system is saying to you, being aware of what your body needs, ensuring that you're focusing on being and not doing. Because remember, your worth is in being and not doing. You'll get the rest that you need. You'll be able to validate yourself more, give yourself permission, love, and compassion. So that is an overall snapshot of the journey to nervous system resilience, the phases that we all will go through. You may have an idea of where you are in this moment, and wherever you are, that's where you're meant to be. And if you want some support along the way, some education and guidance in each phase, some support and inspiration, then make sure you check out the Connections membership. The link is in the show notes. You can head over to Instagram at Leah Davidson Life Coaching or shoot me an email, leah@leahdavidsonlifecoaching.com. And I'd be happy to answer any questions. Enjoy your journey and I will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Building Resilience Podcast.
If you're interested in learning a little bit more about managing stress, building resilience, and leading a more purposeful life, then make sure we're connected on Instagram and Facebook at Leah Davidson Life Coaching. You can also subscribe to my weekly newsletter at www.leahdavidsonlifecoaching.com/newsletter. Looking forward to connecting.